This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana Senate has approved a bill requiring private businesses to provide equal pay for equal work and setting up a mechanism for enforcement.
This bill is important to our wives, our mothers, and our daughters, but it's equally important to our fathers and our sons. The message we're sending to people around this state is that we believe that people should be paid equal pay for equal work.
The debate on the Senate floor was fierce, with the business lobby pushing lawmakers to vote no. Senator Jack Donahue advocated that view.
All we're doing with this bill is we are putting one more little nail in the coffin of businesses across the state.
And Senator A.G. Crow fears federal interference.
If we do pass this bill, this will in effect expand the power of the federal government to be able to go to any business at any given time.
Supporters of the measure saw it differently, repeatedly citing studies showing Louisiana's women only make on average 66 cents for each dollar men earn. The bill's author, Senator Edwin Murray, had details.
Assumption Parish hits bottom at 45 cents on average, with Natchitoches, Acadia, and Franklin all on average below 55 cents for women's earnings compared to men. Now, if those numbers don't get it, I just don't understand what else you need to hear.
Most influential may have been the reminder that voters are watching.
The majority of our voters are women.
And we have elections in the fall.
The vote for the bill was 21-16, and it now heads to the House. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.